flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
Jones and Keefe here on you here at any moment, live from Gillette Stadium. Give his insight, his reasoning for firing Jerod Mayo. Maybe his reasoning on, you know, keeping Elliott Wolf. If they're going to keep Elliott Wolf, Alex Van Pelt, DeMarcus Covington. I'm sure questions about who the replacement will be. Maybe an acknowledgement beyond his statement about how big of a mistake he made. So keep it locked here on Jones and Keefe. The second Robert Kraft starts speaking, we will go to him live at Gillette Stadium. A reminder, WEEI's coverage of the football postseason is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. I'm very curious to hear.
I got a couple prop bets.
What Robert Kraft has to say. Yeah, go ahead.
A couple prop bets. Yeah. Is Jonathan Kraft there, yes or no?
Yes.
Does Robert take questions afterwards, yes or no?
Oh, yeah.
Does Jonathan take questions afterwards?
No.
Okay. So the two will be up there and then Robert will answer questions.
Well, I don't think Jonathan's going to be like sitting right next to him. I think he'll be physically present.
So just one person on the table is your guess.
That's what I think. If he's sitting at the table, then people are going to ask questions and he's going to have to answer them. I don't think he likes the optics of looking like, even though I think he's taken on a larger role.
Yeah.
I don't think he likes the optics of looking like I run the show. I'm equal to my father. It's my dad's show. He's going to stand there and answer questions. That would be what I would bet. Do you think differently?
No, I think it'll be all Robert. Over under 15 minutes.
Over.
Yeah, because there's a lot to say. The way he went on, and I was going back and watching some of the old clips of him talking about him.
Okay, well, let's hear from him.
Situation is on me. I feel terrible for Jerod because I put him in an untenable situation. I know that he has all the tools as a head coach to be successful in this league. He just needed more time before taking the job. In the end, I'm a fan of this team first, and now I have to go out and find a coach who can get us back to the playoffs and hopefully championships.
Wow. Okay. No, thank you.
Wow.
No, thank you.
Okay, Stacey James, he needed the hook about three answers earlier because he said something about some weird meeting going on unrelated to the Patriots. And then we might have two quarterbacks.
He was being serious, I think.
Maybe have two quarterbacks.
This time.
Wow.
Wow!
Two dragons.
He's
the Michael Bishop radio caller.
He just went up against third stringers from the Bills who were trying to lose. I like Joe Milton as much as the next guy, or so I thought. But now the owner thinks they have another stud. No, this is not. This is not great.
Oh, man.
This was not.
Stacy.
This was not ideal.
Stacy, as the text line says, you got to give Biden the hook a little quicker there, because that was you let him go for too long. You let him go for like three questions too long. You needed a quicker hook.
But the draft has been bad.
Yeah. Curran did not need to come back for another bite at the apple.
Let me get another volley here. That wasn't great. So his opening salvo.
Don't mess with them in America unless you want to get the benefit.
That's what Robert Kraft said live here on WEEI. No, he said, I feel bad for Gerard because I put him in an untenable situation.
Yeah, so he starts with that, but then he goes to say how, you know, he's going to be great. He just needs more experience.
Yep. Yeah.
But then, like, we're not going to give him that experience here because I don't know. And then it was funny when he was asked, you know, did you listen to the fan base at all? He's like, well, I'm the biggest fan here.
I'm the biggest fan. Was
which
his exact
we've also
quote.
Heard him say a million times.
We don't own the team. We're custodians. You've heard it a million times.
Exactly. But I do feel like if I owned the team, I'd be spending more money on the team. And he also said they always spend to the cap.
Well, we'll get to that. He said, but
did they?
When he said I put him in an untenable situation, right. I didn't give him players. No.
Yeah.
I it was a shotgun marriage with a front office. No.
But then fire him.
None of these things. I didn't let him start Drake May week one. No, he said, basically, I just rushed him into the job.
I rushed him into the job,
because
but he will be great.
As he put in his statement yesterday, I was worried about other people hiring him. That's the untenable situation. So does he even realize why it's untenable? He says, we're going to wait until we bring in a coach about Elliott Wolf, but he will have a big say. He went on to say.
Yeah, but he like contradicted himself.
He went on to say to Andrew Callahan that Alonzo Highsmith and Elliott Wolf, in that order, I thought that was interesting.
Uh-huh.
Alonzo Highsmith and Elliott Wolf will be involved. We'll try and best understand how we'll get back to the playoffs in those coaching meetings. And then Kieran Garigian asked him. I thought there were a lot of repeat questions, but good job. Some of
early
the repeats
on,
came
it
through.
Was a ton of the same questions.
She asked basically the same question about Elliott Wolf.
But he did give different answers.
He gave a better answer. He said both are staying on, meaning Highsmith, and Elliott Wolf.
But what was confusing is he said that these guys are staying on, but then he also said the next head coach will have a significant say and was basically like, we'll see what they decide.
What the hell?
Kind of thing. So
what
we don't
the
know.
Hell?
We have no idea.
Okay.
So how I read that is we're keeping these guys, we're keeping everybody, we're going to bring in the head coach. That head coach will then have a major say in either reassigning or saying goodbye to everybody else. But they're here for now, but it's such a weird way to do it.
Maybe they get reassigned to me is more what I would lean towards.
Yeah.
Highsmith and Wolf are here. You might hire somebody above them. The coach is going to have a say in hiring somebody above them. If it's Vrabel, maybe Borgonzi. If it's Ben Johnson, maybe someone from the Detroit front office.
Yeah.
We've listed off Ray Agnew and John Dorsey and names like this. Maybe guys like that. And then they figure out, you know, if Wolf is just doing TPS reports or if he has a real say in what's going on.
So Mayo, according
he said
to this,
Mayo did not know.
Didn't know until after the game. Also, he didn't talk to the team at all about, or the coaches at all, about how important Sunday was.
Nope.
So if you want to blame somebody.
He claims that.
No, I know.
He had no, it was, did he have any input in week 18? He said no.
So if you want to blame anybody for why they're picking fourth instead of first, you can blame Robert Kraft.
Yeah, right. Like, he's trying to absolve himself from any guilt, but really, why didn't you talk to him? You should have talked to him.
I think.
And if you didn't talk to him directly, your feelings should have been known on what to do for the number one pick.
Do you think he was trying not to embarrass Gerard Mayo by firing him in season, or do you think he was trying to make it look better for him?
No,
because Jerry Jones, it's a big thing for Jerry Jones.
Well, both. Right. It looks better for him to not fire a coach in season.
Yeah.
It looks better. But also, I think there's an element of not wanting to embarrass him. He did the same thing with Bill last year, which I thought was a mistake.
Yeah, he kept him.
But he did the exact same thing. He didn't want to fire him in season, maybe out of deference to Bill, but also for his own personal record, quote unquote, of not firing people in season.
But if you were gonna fire him while people are still in traffic leaving the game, then you should have fired him earlier in the week.
Agreed.
And then sabotaged the game, and you would have had the number one pick.
He said.
So they did ask him about that, but nobody asked him specifically if he was happy that they won yesterday.
Nope,
I would have loved to hear his answer.
He was asked about the input on week 18, but good point.
But yeah,
He said Mayo did not know before the game. He was asked how he took it from Steve Burton. Robert Kraft confirmed he's a man.
He's a man.
He was a man. It wasn't easy. He was a gentleman about it. And then the cap stuff.
They spend on the cap every year.
Bedard asked him about how expensive it's going to be bringing in a new front office, potentially a new coach. Is that going to impact spending? He said no. And we've always had a situation where we spend to the cap. We've never told any coach or limited the spending. The only thing we've said, what I will say,
what do you think Ellie Wolf thinks of that? You've never limited the spending?
No.
Okay.
If you exceed the cap, we want to see it level out over 3 years, which means after you splurge in 2021, we're not going to spend in 2022, 2023, and 2024.
So this is the year, maybe?
So it's now leveled out.
They can bounce back up?
Maybe the implication is it's going to bounce back up. Maybe.
But how many years going is it now where they're dead last in cash spending?
Oh,
that graphic makes the rounds every once in a while. Is it 10 years or 8 years, whatever it is?
Oh, on balance over the decade. Going
back a while, compared to every team in the league, they've handed out less money than everybody else.
Breer also tweeted right before that press conference got going, two more items on the Patriots. One, I don't think Ben Johnson would take an interview if it was just a sham search.
Okay.
So Vrabel's the favorite, but .. Post Belichick, they set it up so Elliott Wolf and the head coach would both report to ownership, and I'd expect it to stay that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not good. Mm-hmm. Elliott Wolf reports on one side, and then the coach is reporting on the other side, so that doesn't sound like Vrabel or Ben Johnson would be bringing in a personnel guy, and we know,
from
Jacksonville
yeah.
that Trent Baalke is an impediment to Ben Johnson wanting that job. He wants a personnel guy that he's aligned with.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I still don't know if Robert Kraft is... He kind of did talk out of both sides of his mouth, where if Ben Johnson came in, it was really impressive, and then was like, I want to bring in my own personnel guy, I feel like he would. I feel like on the one answer, because he said he's going to have such a huge input on it.
Maybe.
I don't know. Like, I don't think you heard a lot that you feel great about.
No.
Like,
he made
the move that a lot of people wanted to be done, but then, like, all the follow-ups and all the reasoning and all the answers after that were not great.
And I want to be clear. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think the whole press conference was great. It's like, Wolf is staying on, and I feel bad for Mayo. I put him in an untenable situation. We promoted him too quickly, effectively.
And he's going to be great.
And he's going to be awesome.
Just
so
here.
I don't think any of that was great. His worst two answers were two of the last three. Yeah, we got another big meeting today.
Yeah, not football stuff, so I got to go.
Dunder Mifflin. We got a lot going on over at Dunder Mifflin today. Just like, oh, it just so happened to be the case when Jerod Mayo got introduced too, and Jonathan just couldn't be here. Jonathan, by the way, will be making decisions with Robert. Did you hear that? With me.
Yes.
It's been 30 years. He's going to continue to make it with me. In other words, I ain't going anywhere. I'm involved in the day-to-day. He's making decisions with me. And then we actually might have two quarterbacks.
How do you like that? They smashed the draft this year. So obviously he thinks the draft's great if they got two quarterbacks in the
draft. I guess that's how Elliott Wolf is keeping his job. They have two quarterbacks. I guess that's how you keep your job.
He also, and maybe we got to keep an eye on our emails, he said that Stacey James will sort of alert everybody as to who the candidates are.
Yeah, so
that's how I read that.
Yeah, what does that mean? Does that mean we're going to conduct an interview with X?
There's already been rumors about, obviously, Ben Johnson and Mike Vrabel. And so we just saw today the New York Jets, basically through Schefter, announced like 15 guys they're interviewing.
They're interviewing the whole league except Ben Johnson.
So maybe they will. I mean, we got that weird statement 2 years ago when they were like, we're going to get an offensive coordinator and we're keeping Jerod Mayo, which is what got them into this mess. But remember, they got that. They were transparent with that. So maybe we'll get a full list of candidates.
Good point. Keep an eye on the inbox, Keith.
Yep.
617-779-7937. You can chime in there. All your thoughts, reaction to Robert Kraft filling in the gaps to a degree on his decision to fire Jerod Mayo and the plan moving forward. Again, 617-779-7937. We'll get to you right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. After yesterday's 23-16 win over the Bills, the Patriots fired head coach Jerod Mayo. Mayo and the Patriots finished the season with a record of 4-13. With yesterday's win, the Patriots went from having the number one pick at this year's draft to number four. According to Albert Breer, the Patriots have put in a request to interview Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson for their head coach opening. Celtics lost 105-92 to the Thunder in Oklahoma City yesterday. Seas wrap up their road trip tomorrow night in Denver against the Nuggets. And the Bruins are now losers of four straight after last night's 5-4 overtime loss to the Rangers at the the TD Garden. The Bees return to the ice tomorrow night when the Bruins host the Oilers. Now that it's the new year, I'm sure we all want to take care of those holiday bills. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or a refund check that never got to you. Go to findmassmoney.gov today. It's a secure website and takes only 30 seconds to search your name. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI, WEEI.com.